The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms and by Domer Dreamscapes. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI AM 1340, 100.1 FM and WRHI.com. We're doing something that's never really been done before here on the Gardener's Bench. We're doing a live show from Waterford Golf Course. A friend of mine, David Bailey, Snuffy Bailey, as a lot of people know, has been doing a fundraiser and golf tournament in honor of his dad called the Charles Bailey Invitational. And we're out here at Waterford Golf Course. Beautiful morning after all this rain we've had this week. Had a little rain last night, too. So we are out here. Tournament starts at 9 o'clock. I'm playing in the tournament with a couple of my buddies. And so we're just looking forward to a good day. Looks like the weather's going to hold off and everything should be all right. Let's talk about the weather this week. We've had some really interesting stuff going on. In my world, I've scheduled sod, logistics, order sod. Well, when it rains, the farm can't always cut. So when that happens, it gets orders get pushed back. Another interesting thing happens when the sod, when we get rain, the sod's heavy, so I can't put the maximum amount of pallets on a truck. So David's pretty much spent his week calling people over and over again, moving them back. And some people actually getting their sod this morning. But one of those things I've been doing, been there about 20 years, and this is probably one of the most challenging years we've had with the rain and all.
It's been challenging this week because it's not always predicted, not always forecasted, and you got a lot of pop-up showers coming in, and hopefully it'll hold off today.
People ask me, do we have a chance of rain? I said, well, we basically have a chance of rain till Labor Day,
yes,
which is the 1st of September. So today is Flag Day also, which is one of my favorite holidays. It's also the U.S. Open's going on this weekend, so I wore my red, white, and blue. Actually, I have my hat in there. It's got a little white and red.
Okay,
on it,
I was going to question you. I didn't see any red. So. All right.
Pretty good. So,
this is a neat little field trip coming out to Waterford for the Gardener's Bench today. And looking at some of this, just looking at the surroundings, David, you were saying this is some of your sod out here.
Yeah, this right in front of the clubhouse and certain areas on the course, they have our new Tahoma Bermuda, which is a new, tighter growing Bermuda. And a lot of courses, we send this to a lot of golf courses, even outside the Carolinas. We send it up to Tennessee, Kentucky. Quail Hollow has this. If you remember the PGA, it was there a couple weeks ago, all around they call it the collar, but all around the green was the Tahoma. It was a different kind of color because that time it hadn't really greened all the way up. But it's a really good Bermuda, and we do have it for sale to the public in the fall after the golf courses. We have to, you know, when we book it, we have to keep it, and it's kind of hard to know how much you're going to grow, and we have some extra at the end. You can actually get some of that.
So they call it the collar and not the fringe.
That's right. Well, right. Some people call it the fringe, but the collar is more professional.
Well, I learned something today. I'm not
professional. Collar around your neck here is like, you know, so that's pretty good.
Collar
pretty good
around thing, the so. Green.
Yeah, so Carolina Fresh is open now, 8 to 2. Come on out. Well, I guess it's not open right now. We're actually doing this thing a little bit early, but come on out and we do have some sod available there today. There's a couple pallets of Bermuda if you need to get some of that. Good thing about all this rain, it's not exactly great for the person putting the sod down, but when we get all the rain and stuff, it's great for the sod. That helps a lot. So
makes it a little heavier.
Oh, it makes it heavy, definitely. But you're going to get dirty. But when you put the sod down, it's going to root quick. And usually this time of year, if you get the water fertilizer on it, it is actually rooted within a week. So it was harvested, brought to my store. You take it home the next day, put it down a week later, and it's traveled 2.5 hours away, and it's rooted in your yard. And it's not going to go anywhere as long as you take care of it and do like you're supposed to do. So
yeah. Well, they've done a lot of improvements over the years. I know you've golfed out here a ton.
Yeah.
A ton. Probably 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But just looking at it, I mean, last time I was out here was about a year ago, and it looks great here at Waterford. And it's a good event that they're putting on. And we'll talk to David Bailey a little bit later in the show and just get the ins and outs of why he's putting this on and honoring his dad, Mr. Charles. And a lot of fun out here. There's people starting to roll in. The parking lot's starting to fill up a little bit out here. And
it's kind of exciting when you get all this planned and then all the work's done now. People just come and have fun. So
And I think they got a bagpiper. We see him getting all his garb on.
Right, yeah.
Well, I was wondering why a guy looked like he had shin guards on. I was like, what kind of golf is he playing?
It's
going
to be kind of rough. Well, you know, this tournament has had some fun things happen in it, so you never know.
Well,
never know what's going to happen.
Looking forward to seeing what happens here here today.
Yeah.
But as people start rolling in, it looks like still got a good cloud cover.
I think we had some little clouds come over just a little bit ago, and they're moving on out of the way. So maybe keep the heat down a little bit. So
yeah, but temperature's nice. It's in the mid-70s, and
looks like one good thing to start or starting early in the morning, you get done before it gets too hot. So that'll be a good job.
We hope.
Yeah.
We hope.
Yeah.
We hope. So who are you partnered with today?
I'm partnered with Jay Wilson, Mo Henson, and Miles Baldwin. Miles used to play for me at Northwestern, so he's a younger guy and a couple older guys, and we'll kind of ride him. You know, he's really good with his driver and everything, really. So, and we want to thank Waterford too. Waterford's been a good customer of mine for years. They bought pine needles, sod, river rocks, all kind of stuff. So it's a really good relationship. So,
good deal.
So we're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back on remote at Waterford Golf Course with the Gardner's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, hold AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
And welcome back to the Gardener's Bench. Like I said, we're on remote today at Waterford Golf Course, out here at the Charles Bailey Invitational Memorial. And I wanted to make a quick note about Steve. Steve's not here again this week. He's still recovering. He's at home. I went to see him yesterday, and he's been standing there, sitting there watching, looking out his door, watching the rain. So
he's having a good time on the porch.
He's ready to be back on the show. Though. So next, we're hoping he's going to have him there next week back at the station house, and we'll talk to him then. So
yeah, and God bless Rhonda.
Go ahead and say a prayer for Rhonda for sure. So
for sure.
Yeah. So we got David Bailey here. A lot of people know him as Snuffy, and we wanted to get his insight on this tournament and how many years he's been doing it and all this. I played many years. I used to do a vacation this time of year, but I've come back to try to get my title back again today. So.
So you're gonna try to get your title back?
I'm gonna get my title back today.
Well, guys, I appreciate you coming out today. It sucks.
Yeah,
I get choked up.
I know, brother. It's good.
It's good. I understand.
25 years. This is one of our biggest ones yet. And I just appreciate what everybody does for us as a family. And helping to raise some money for the kids out at the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp. And we spread it out throughout the city of Rock Hill and the county of York as well. But they're one of our biggest donations that we give to with Timmy Ayers out there at the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you guys coming out today.
Yeah, I know you do choose different charities every year, so that's kind of cool that you but the Worthy Boys and Girls Camp is always a good one to do. So
it is.
How many teams do you have?
31. Got 124.
30, wow, dude.
124 players.
You're beating my tournament now. So me and Snuffy used to compete, see how many teams we could get in these tournaments, but I don't think I've had 30. Before.
No, I think he won this year. I think he won.
That's a lot. So they're going to use about every golf cart they got out here. So
yeah,
should be a good idea. And,
anybody that knows Snuffy knows David. You know, he's putting this on in honor and in memory of his dad. And Snuffy's a lot of fun. He's a lot of fun to be around, but there's one thing, if you know him, loves his family. And, you know, his brother, his dad, and if you're his friend, he loves you too. And that's why he's getting a little emotional, and that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That just shows what a wonderful person he is. And putting this on every year to help local charities, to help Worthy Boys and Girls Camp this year. It's put on by the Rock Hill Police Department.
Yep.
And I think they had a big fundraiser out there.
Big sponsor of that, Carolina Fresh, does a lot with them out there. And so it's kind of cool. And we've actually been having a banquet out there, so it's kind of nice to see what actually goes on out there. So
That was
proving we're here.
Yeah, that had some authenticity to the field trip out here to Waterford today. Yeah. But just a wonderful thing you do, and wonderful person, wonderful family. We appreciate you, man.
Because anybody knows Snuffy, you know, like Matt said, he has a big heart and he wears it on his sleeve a lot. So it's that's a good thing, kind of like me. And there's nothing wrong with getting emotional about it. I know I get emotional talking about my sister sometimes. And even I did my granddaughter playing golf for me at the banquet. I'm just so proud of her. And I started crying at the banquet. And she looked at me like... And we were joking the other day. I took her to play a practice round, and she's like, "Well, what are you going to do this year? I'm a senior at the banquet." I said, "Well, you know what I'm going to do, probably."
Yeah.
We get choked up about it.
Well, you got a lot of other special events going on around here. I think they got a memorabilia sale. And tell us a little bit about some of the extras besides golf.
Ernie comes up, has been coming up from the beach for the last 2 years, hitting long drives. And he has a 29-inch driver that everybody will be hitting today for your long drive on number 16, which is pretty cool. And I'm sure we'll get some videos of that.
I better take some Advil.
Yeah.
Hope that ain't the first hole I'm on.
A little silent auction inside. Scott Shaver comes up from the beach as well and sells a couple packets to help raise some money as well. All that is donated to me. It's I don't have to do anything for it. They just show up and sell and give me a portion of it, which is awesome.
Yes. And that's open to the public.
Yes.
So what time, if the public wanted to come out here, what time would they come to do that?
They can come out here at any time throughout the day.
It's a bid system, so
yeah,
it probably ends about what, 1 or 2?
It does. Yeah. So when we get through and then we start eating.
You know how the silent auction stuff is. If you want to put your bid down and stand in front of the table.
Yeah.
I don't like the way they do the new, when they do it on their phone. I don't like that. I like to block out, like when I used to play basketball.
Yeah, go over there and steal the pen.
There you go.
And walk off with it.
Yeah.
Well, you mentioned food. What y'all having out here today? What's on the menu?
Dixie Pig is doing our food this year. Tony Williams cooked for me and David for several years. Unfortunately, Tony's having some health issues, so... Mm. Dixie Pig is going to be here this year with some good old pulled pork barbecue, chicken, macaroni and cheese, green beans. So, we're looking forward to it.
I can see a nap in my future.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About
getting
3 o'clock.
Up early, having a few refreshments, and then eating that. Probably going to be
playing
some good nap this afternoon.
Yeah, and awesome. We're getting up close to a break in a few minutes, but just wanted to remind everybody, and as you know, you have this every Father's Day weekend.
Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, if you want to get in on it next year, you can do that. It's too late now, obviously, but I don't know. If you showed up out here, we'd probably find some two carts.
I don't think he'd turn you away.
But it's Father's Day weekend every year.
So yeah, and happy Father's Day to everyone, all the fathers, grandfathers, special men that are out there in all our lives that have taken care of us and made sure and tried their best to put us on the right track. That says a lot with us three.
It does, for sure.
Try was the key word in that thing. So.
Yeah, daddy tried.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. Thanks, Snuffy, for coming over and talking to us. And we'll be right back with the Gardener's Den.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And welcome back to the Gardener's Bench. We're on location at Waterford Golf Course today. A golf tournament out here at the Charles Bailey Memorial starting at 9 o'clock, and luckily I get to play golf today. I'm not going to be at Carolina Fresh today, but we are open from 8 to 2 like we are every Saturday, and we have some sod out there if you want to come get some. It's been hard to get this week with all the rain. I was talking with Matt, but we do have some Bermuda and some Zoysia, which I didn't think I was going to have, but they called me and said, hey, we found 2 extra pallets, so throw them on the truck and come on out there and get some. So open till 2 o'clock. We're open 8 to 5 during the week, and we'd love to come see you, help you with your yard. I'm still seeing new people come in. A lot of people come in. 2 people yesterday, they said, I've been wanting to come in here, and I've been going, well, the road is so fast, I know what they mean. You get on that road and you're like, oh, there's a store, ding, yeah, gone. So yeah. It's one of those places. And my buddy next door, who's a sponsor, Justin Domer, that wood place, everybody calls it, beside me. If you've never been there, it's just an interesting place to take your kids and walk around. They have animals, goats, and many horse, pigs, and chickens. And
yeah, it's cool.
Jim Mining and Sawmill, and he does landscaping and has wood if you want to burn any wood for cooking or whatever.
It's fire pit season too. Yeah. Back in the backyard.
Yeah, it is fire pit season.
Yeah.
So, but a litany of things, as you'd say.
Yeah, cornucopia of goods. But David at Carolina Fresh Farms, if you haven't already picked up something for Dad for Father's Day, they've got a lot of cool stuff. I mean, he talks about sod all the time, and sod, it doesn't really wrap up too good. In wrapping paper.
That,
I mean, you
have something that keeps on giving.
Yeah, that'd be a heck of a present.
Give your dad a bunch of sod and say, there you go, buddy, have fun.
Yeah, just drop it in the driveway. But a lot of cool stuff out there. A lot of signs, clocks, coolers, things for the yard, decorations. Yeah. You got a lot of ornamental concrete.
Some good ideas. Yeah, my dad, I'm 58, so, man, I've got him stuff, 58 year times, so you're kind of like, what am I going to do this time? What am I going to do? So,
yeah, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah.
So we're out here on location. I mean, we are the Gardener's Bench at Waterford Golf Course. You've worked at a golf course,
mm-hmm.
groundskeeper.
Mm-hmm. I went all the way from cart boy when I was 16, 17, all the way to basically almost running that thing. So
from cart boy,
variety of things.
From cart boy to Carl Spackler.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. So what all goes into, keeping these golf courses beautiful,
mm-hmm.
Keeping them in such good shape. It's got to be a ton of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, a lot of people. And we didn't have a lot of people when I was out at Carolina Downs. A lot of y'all remember that course. And it's a lot of work. And the key is, I preach fertilizer, pre-emergence, all that kind of stuff. And we have a little pamphlet for your yard, and it tells you when and what to do things. But golf course is very specific about certain things have to be done certain times of the year. A lot of it does have to do with weather. A lot mm-hmm. of times you benefit from the weather. A lot of times you don't. So it's been a pretty good spring. It's just now starting to warm up. Everything's greening up. But it takes daily stuff. The greens have to be mowed about every day. You got to change the holes. And a lot of people don't realize, that's a job, changing holes.
Yeah.
You go out with this little thing, cut a hole, and you move it to a different location. And we always joke that whoever, if he puts them in higher places, his girlfriend or wife must have been on his tail, because he come out here mad and now he done put the pins in some hard places.
He just wants to spread the misery.
Yeah, he does.
The misery.
And everything has to be done early in the morning when you're on the grounds crew. Some courses out there at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I know Quail Hollow, when they had a PGA, they're out there all night, basically. Yeah. Really cool. I'm not so into this robotics and all this stuff, but they actually have mowers now that run theirself. Like, I was watching a video one the other day. That's programmed.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. I saw the guy in the fairway. It's like a remote kind of thing, but it's a little scary to see that.
Yeah,
I mean, lawnmower coming down the road, fairway with no...
a runaway lawnmower.
Yeah.
But I remember a friend of ours, Steve Johnson, when he worked up at Quail Hollow, he would
talk about the Carolina Fresh. He's there today.
Yeah, go see him, get his autograph.
Yeah.
But he, when he worked up there, he would say, when the PGA would come to town, he would just spend the night in his car.
Yeah.
Up there. It wasn't worth going all the way back to Rock Hill.
Yeah, didn't have time. They put him up in hotels and stuff, but they had to keep round the clock, basically. And they have a lot of superintendents from other courses come in and volunteer their time that whole week and mow and do stuff. And, they get tickets and all that good stuff. So, all right, well, we're going to take our last break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures. And perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and save money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust.
No matter what the weather call, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And welcome back to the Gardener's Bench, our last little segment here. We're out here at Waterford Golf Course today on location for the Charles Bailey Memorial Golf Tournament. And had David Bailey come up and tell us about the tournament, and we've just enjoyed being, actually I enjoy being outside, Matt. I don't know about you. But
yeah.
I'm a big outdoors guy, so I like being outside. People rolling in for the tournament. Should be a good day for that.
And out here just getting the fresh air, and I mean, anybody that's ever played golf with me knows I'm really pretty bad. I'm pretty bad, but just...
Are you a D player, do they say?
F player, but just being outside and having fun and congregating, and this is for a good cause, the Charles Bailey Memorial Golf Classic. Here in its 25th year.
A lot of money going to different charities, Worthy Boys Camp, and I think three or four other charities in Rock Hill. So that's a good thing today. I'm a big community guy. Matt's a big community guy. So it's all about local and helping people do what you can. So.
It certainly is. And looks like the weather is – the clouds are kind of staying at bay.
Yep.
The cloud cover's burning off a little bit. It's still early. But should be good weather for you out here playing golf today.
We want to keep Steve in your prayers, and Rhonda, as what Matt said.
Oh, yeah.
He is still rehabbing and trying to get back to his old self, and we're going to see him in the studio next week. Love to see him there. That's one thing he likes. He's retired, and he doesn't have a lot of stuff going on, but he's dedicated to the Gardener's Bench, and we want to get him back out there.
Yeah,
helping me.
Definitely appreciate him.
And we appreciate Matt, you know, filling in, talking here and there. People don't think it's that hard to talk for 20 minutes. Nobody talking back to you, but it can be.
Well, usually my hardest task is keeping you all on track.
Yeah.
And cutting out all the inappropriate stuff. So I can see when it starts rolling downhill, and that's when we got to go to break usually.
That's usually what I try to do,
is
to keep him on track. So. Like I say, come on out to Carolina Fresh today. We're open 8 to 2. Don't forget us on the Gardener's Bench. We're 8:30 to 9 every Saturday morning, 1340 a.m., 100.1 FM, and WRHI.com. Get the app.
Worldwide.
You can listen to the app anywhere you are. When I'm in the mountains or whatever, you can plug that thing in and listen to it. And it's a good thing. So we're going to wrap up today. And as Steve says, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.